You know, I laugh at the ad on TV where the son is eating cereal, and his father asks him what he's eating, and he says, apples and raisins. And then his sister asks, and he says, peaches and dates. And it sounds like a contradiction. His mother even accuses him of lying, but it was the truth. Each bite was different. Well, the Bible may seem to have some apparent contradictions like that, but I am convinced that every line on every page of the Bible is true. If there were genuine contradictions in the Bible, that would mean that some parts were not true and that the Bible contained error. But God has taken precautions to keep His Word free from error. As we study it, we understand the paradoxes. Take, for instance, the matter of the biblical teaching about separation from sin. This is one of the most debated aspects in the life of Jesus Christ Himself. On the one hand, we are told in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26, that Jesus is holy, innocent, undefiled, and separated from sinners. In that same book, Hebrews 4:15, we read that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He was without sin, separated from sinners. Simply stated, He was sinless. Yet one of the major accusations made by His enemies was that He associated with sinners. Listen to the words found in Luke 15, verses 1 and 2. The publicans and sinners drew near to hear Him, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." How can that be? In one place in the Bible, we learn that Jesus was separated from sinners. In another place, we read that He associated with sinners. In fact, in one place, we are told that He went to the home of Zacchaeus, who was a widely known, rich, eccentric sinner. And again, His enemies used the situation to condemn Him. But the reply of Jesus clears up the whole problem. His answer? The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. They that are whole have no need of a physician. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He was on a rescue mission, but while He was on that mission, He did not engage in the sin of those He came to save. Nor must we. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.